Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Damn, Johnny, the song is not supposed to hype you that much. Jesus, it's just the opening.
Can you dig it?
Welcome, guys, to another episode of The Roman Show on this beautiful Tuesday, August 14th. I want to first start off with some very important news. Very huge news, guys, and this is concerning to all my wrestling folks. Linda McMahon has won the Republican United States Senate primary in Connecticut. As of right now, the Hartford Courant is reporting that Linda McMahon defeated her opponent, Christopher Shays, 76% of the votes compared to 24%. So she pretty much cleaned house against Christopher. But last year, she didn't do too well in the actual general election. So this is just a primary, folks. You know, we don't go to vote for the general election come November, but she did have a good lead when it came to the primary, so that's a good sign for her. And you have to remember that the WWE is investing a lot of money in her campaign. In fact, it is the reason why the WWE decided to change its image into the PG era. So just keep that in mind. In fact, lots of people were saying that the reason that the viewership is going down is obviously because of the PG era, and many are upset. And in fact, some of them have been affected by this. One of them being one of the recent individuals who has been affected is Brian Josie, better known as AW, who was recently released from Monday Night Raw and WWE. As he made some comments live on TV regarding Kobe Bryant in the past. But we'll discuss this a little later. He's been going out there on Twitter and releasing his statement and his side of the story as far as what's going on. But the story is today, folks, Linda McMahon defeated her opponent and is now will be running for representing the Republican Party in the United States Senate in Connecticut. And her opponent will soon be also determined in the Democratic side. And we'll keep you up to date as far as her campaign goes. But it's very important, again, because the WWE, Vince McMahon, the McMahons themselves have invested a lot of money in this campaign. Well, guys, with that being said, this is the Roman Show. Johnny Knockout joining me all the way in New York. And myself down here in Miami, Florida. Johnny,
you
got a great show.
Tickets.
You know, I'm excited today, Johnny.
What's this?
I'm excited because today I am not drinking Sanka. I am not drinking green tea. But I am drinking Starbucks coffee, sir.
My friend and I, IFBB Pro Ken Jones, we just hit up a store for some Java, some coffee. He got a decaf, believe it or not. And I freaked the frick out. Yeah, I was like, are you just kidding me? I was like, that's blasphemy. So I had double caffeine in my, which is not the reason why I'm as hyped. I mean, I'm Johnny Knockout, so that goes without saying why I'm hyped. But, yeah, I'm here the boardwalk. The boardwalk! Right here,
I must say, Johnny.
From the Warriors, right?
Huh?
You can't interrupt me while I'm on a rant right here.
Phone. You were singing and getting into the mood and... I didn't. You were going to say something.
Are you going to release me? That I'm getting into the mood. Am I going to have to go on a Twitter rant? I stopped Twittering a while ago. Just so
We won't fire you for Twitter rants. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. All right. Very good. I am all fired up.
I know you are.
How you been, Roman?
Good. You know, I can't complain, Johnny. Last week, and I failed to mention this. You know, I get too busy sometimes, but. Last week
We're all human.
Yeah, I know. It is what it is. But you know what, Johnny? Last week, Johnny, I was doing the math, looked at the calendar, and it so happened that last week we celebrated 1 year of being on the air, sir.
That was last week?
It was last week, yeah. Doesn't it suck?
Wow.
I totally forgot about the damn thing.
No wonder why we had such an awesome show. Congratulations, Roman.
Thank you.
On your one-year anniversary.
I've
almost been with you guys for a full year since November 29th. That was the first day I was an interviewee on the Roman Show. Now I'm a co-host. Yeah. How awesome is that? That's how Johnny Knockout rolls.
And it is. And, Johnny, I want to thank you, man, from down here in Miami for taking your time and joining me on the program because – you are very instrumental to this program. Lots of folks follow you. You definitely have a name. And I appreciate you helping me doing this because I can't do it on my own. So I want to thank you for joining me every Tuesday, man.
You're absolutely welcome, man. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to shine, bro. I mean, that's all it takes. Just give me a foot in the door and I will show you that I will knock this door down. But more importantly, congrats to you and everybody that made the Roman Show happen, from all the fans, all the interview guests, past, present, future of pro wrestling and MMA. I just want to say congrats to you, man. You've earned it. So let's just say here's to the next year and years beyond.
Yeah,
I'm lifting my coffee cup up right now and salute.
Cheers, man.
Hail
absolutely. You know, we came from something, and I'd like to share the story briefly how it all started, Johnny, because I'm sure you didn't even know about it, I'm pretty sure. Basically, how this show got started was on a Sunday evening in August 8th, it was a Sunday last year. And,
was it a cloudy night?
No, it was actually very shiny outside and hot. But
okay.
It was around 5
funny,
o'clock.
Funny, because that fairytale setting, that backdrop, you know, like Edgar Allan Poe would do.
But you know, I was researching on the net and I've always wanted to have a show. Needless to say, I came across Blog Time, like, what the heck, you know? Gave it a shot. And funny story is I was doing it from my bed. Yes. I was doing it laying down on my bed talking crap on the mic. But it got done. And here we are today, 2012, a year later. And I must say that we have had a magnificent trajectory. We've had celebrities. We've had big names. I'm just overwhelmed.
Johnny Knockout.
I'm very happy. Johnny Knockout all the way from New York. joining me.
Yeah, what a sexy son
you know,
of a bitch
we,
she is. How about
we
this?
We came out on TMZ, Johnny.
Uh-huh.
We've had so much success, man, and I hate to brag about it, but the facts are
How,
facts.
How, you've been at WrestleMania, bro. You were even at WrestleMania interviewing the best.
Yes.
And we'll be at next year's WrestleMania as well from MetLife Stadium. You and me
God
both.
Willing, we will be there as well. So I just want to say that God willing, we'll be there next year as well.
Oh, God willing. I thought you said Wooly Willy was going to be there. I'm like, Wooly Willy, the guy with the with the hair and the face that you can like mess around with? Wooly Willy.
But
God
but
willing,
what
man.
Came out,
yes.
But what came out to be something very small is huge. And I want to add, to tell everyone out there right now listening, that we are now on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, you can look it up on your iPhones. I believe on your Blackberries. I know on your Androids for sure. So your Droid phones and your iPhones, look up. Just head on over to your application there, application stores, and all they got Google Play, and download
nice.
Stitcher Radio. You're gonna be able to listen to the show live. You'll be able to listen to it at any time, any place. Tune in, man. You're gonna miss out.
No excuses.
No excuses. You saw the post earlier today. No excuses.
I totally wholeheartedly agree with that. There's no such thing as an excuse. Death is the only valid excuse. And even then, nobody can make an excuse if they're dead, right? There is no excuses.
You
get
totally
to your radio, you download it, and you make sure if you're showering, if you're pumping iron in the gym, if you're on the bowl taking a crap, you are listening to the Roman Show. Right? No
I love that promo.
Yeah, hell yeah. There's a lot more where that came from.
And soon, guys, we'll have details.
I just want to let you know ahead of time. I got to interrupt you for a second. If you hear any background noise, it's because I am on the beach on the boardwalk. So,
Coney Island, where are you?
I don't want all the fans to just jump out and kind of like, maul me. But, yes, Coney Island. I am in Coney Island. Where the Warriors was filmed. And you got the real Warrior of Brooklyn right here, Johnny Knockout and my friend IFBB Pro Ken Jones. We're the real Warriors of Brooklyn. So we're just holding it down here on the boardwalk, man. So,
make sure you enjoy one of those hot dogs.
The background noise. Hot dogs? No.
From Nathan's?
Yeah. All right. I can email you. No, I can't do that. I'll send it FedEx.
Yeah, there you
hot
go.
Dog.
Like but Johnny,
bucks.
Briefly, we will let you guys know when the celebration will take. It's going to be a big thing for those in Chicago, in Texas, New York. I mean, over there in California, we'll soon get there, but right now we're going to start off home here in Miami, Florida. We'll let you know in the details. Stay tuned. It's going to be big. We're going to have well-known mixed martial artists there. We're going to have pro wrestlers. We're going to have models, the whole nine yards. We'll keep you in the latest information. Just Twitter at RomanDH. Follow us there, and you can also follow my good friend over there, co-host, Mr. Johnny Knockout, at JKO Reality. But with that
limited
said, tonight,
time, because I'm deleting Twitter.
Oh no! So. We got to talk about that later. We got to convince you not to. We got to convince you not to delete your Twitter account. Guys, we
it's
have
like
a great
a lot
show.
Of convincing.
Tonight we have a great show. Hort Bauer, MLW president, is actually on the line right now, so we're gonna talk to him in just a few seconds. Also followed, but the guest that we were talking about, guys, is adult actress Sarah J. She will be back on the program. She is scheduled, and I want to make sure that that's scheduled. You take that into consideration because she is supposed to be calling in later today to talk about what happened with that whole Team BJ fiasco they had earlier
oh my God.
This month. Yeah. And later on, we're also going to be joined by a local model down here in South Florida.
Team BJ. What, Barry Joseph? I know Barry Joseph. I didn't realize he had a team.
Who a local model, Marisol, who does a lot of work down here at several clubs and has been part of several rap videos and so forth. So she'll be joining about her life. And tomorrow, guys, make sure you tune into the MMA show. We're going to talk to Shannon Knapp. She is the president of Invicta FC. And we're also going to have a therapist who will be talking about some folks, Johnny, that just don't have it right in the head and what they need to do. And I talk about this because I'm not sure if you caught the news, but Jason Mayhem Miller lost it. The man went in a church, buck naked. He took out a fire extinguisher, and the cops arrested him. He also got in a Twitter war with Dana White, UFC president. So we're going to talk to a therapist. What could have led this man to do such a thing? And we'll discuss that tomorrow night here in the Roman Show. But with that said, let's cut the yap and let's welcome in Court Bauer, MLW president, who also is a part of the MLW podcast. How are you, Court?
Hey, what up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good. Welcome to the show, sir. Second time here. You're also joined here with Johnny Knockout over there in New York and myself here in Miami, Court.
Yes.
You've had a lot of success here with
him. Can't possibly keep his mouth shut over here in New York. Yes.
It's that caffeine. Court, second time around here in the program. Me. Thanks for joining us. And this MLW podcast, I've been following it since from the get-go. I think the last time you were on the show, you had just started the podcast. But a lot of success. You have a wrestling legend, Mr. Conan, alongside there on that program. Tell us about the podcast and the success it has had in such a short time.
Yeah, it's something we just started to do. We figured we'd get a few of the MLW wrestlers from back in the day on, talk about their time in MLW, what they've gone on to since, and what they're up to, and kind of just reconnect fans that way, and just take it one show at a time, maybe do a show once or twice a month. And the response is really good. We have had guys like David Hart Smith, Harry Smith, Davey Boy's son on, and we've had guys like Steve Carino and J.J. Dillon, and just went from there to just blowing up, being a demand for more of it and more of it. And all of a sudden we started getting sponsors like Amazon Instant Video and AdamandEve.com and WNLive.com now, and just some great people involved with it. So it just blew up. So we ended up going from that to having guys like Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins on, to Conan going on with me, and we ended up just chopping it up for like four straight shows, and all of a sudden people were like, we want to hear Conan every week. And I said, that sounds great. And so what now the show is, it's usually Conan hosting every show with his partner in crime, Florida resident Mr. St. Laurent, and once in a while I jump on with them, but the two of them pretty much handle the show, and they've done everything from talk with guys like Tully Blanchard to Vampiro to Chavo Guerrero Jr., and in a few weeks we're going to have guys like Brian Alvarez on from Figure Four Wrestling, and Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer Newsletter, and a lot of other guys planned. Maybe some of Conan's trying to get the guys from Cypress Hill to come on, and Jose Canseco said he's going to do a show, but I'll believe it when I see it. But it's kind of blown me away. I mean, we've been covered by Rolling Stone, which kind of I said to someone, it's like MLW is probably more relevant and in the black now than it was when I was running it as a wrestling company. And as a podcast, it's actually found a second life, and it's the most fun I've had in a long time, and I enjoy getting on and talking about back in the day, whether it's when I was in WWE or doing MLW, and it's just been a lot of fun. So it's a great thing. It's been exciting for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just like I was talking earlier, we kind of started about the same time, and I understand where you're coming from. Rolling Stone, you know, we were featured on TMZ, and it's amazing the power of the internet and what you can do and some of the folks you can interview, and to come this way and now Stitcher Radio, which has given a great opportunity for us guys to come out. So proud of you guys, and I support you guys because you do a great job over there.
Well, thank you, man. No, we try, and it's really it's all about Conan and what he does. I mean, he brings so much to the table. I mean, his journey in wrestling from the 80s to today as AAA's matchmaker is incredible. And St. Laurent, who's done everything from getting his own claim to fame with Guns N' Roses to being a guy that basically was my assistant in MLW and ended up being his own powerhouse in the Florida independent scene. And the two, they have a great chemistry that I really enjoy as a listener myself, listening to them do every week their show, because you've got two radically different perspectives. Yet they're both from South Florida originally, so it's kind of fascinating that the two local guys down your way. So we really, yeah, it's a fun thing, and it's a nice grassroots thing. And with podcasting, it's very little risk, just a lot of investment of time, and you try to give out the best quality show you can with the most unique guests, and try to snapshot them in the best way possible. And of course, as I'm sure, getting the guests to actually show up and do the show is sometimes the most difficult part of it. But once you get that going and you get a good good vibes, some good energy going on the show. It's a fun thing. So we've been very lucky. I don't know how it's happened, but it's happened, and all the credit goes to those two guys, really.
That is awesome. In fact, we're going to have Conan soon here on the program. So he's a fun guy to talk to. I know recently one of the latest podcasts there was a feud there between him and Vampiro. Tell the folks what's going on with these two and the podcast that they got to listen to.
Yeah, man. They basically were the top stars. Like, it'd be like Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, probably. I guess it would be very similar to maybe a level below that, or maybe that is an accurate assessment. But back in, like, 1990 to 1992, these guys were the top guys. Conan was established before that down in Mexico. And then Vampiro came on the scene and just took off right away. And, you know, like anywhere in wrestling, you start to have a locker room rivalry, and you go from being friends to what did that guy say behind my back, and all of a sudden it gets so hot that you can't be in the same room, and then it gets to a different level where there's threats being, you know, shot around and behind the scenes, and all of a sudden it gets really tense. And by 92, Conan took off with Antonio Pena to form AAA, which became a huge powerhouse in the 90s in wrestling, not just in Mexico, but worldwide. It just influenced everyone. And Vampiro stayed in CMLL, and you know, they continued feuding through the news, the magazines, the newspapers, and the media. And even they're so big down there, they were even starring in their own movies and soap operas. And you know, there was a whole feud over, you know, who's taking whose parts and stuff. I mean, it got crazy. And so they hate each other for like basically two decades. And yesterday, on MLW Radio, we had them sit down and publicly speak about it for the first time. And it's basically a 3-hour session we recorded with them. And I'm supposed to be the referee, and I'm just basically sitting back laughing and kind of, you know, poking the tiger once in a while through the steel bars and letting them go at it a little bit. And it's been a great thing. And so the next 2 weeks we'll have the conclusion of those shows, and it's been a lot of fun because their stories are crazy. These guys are uncut, unfiltered. They just tell it like they see it, and they bust each other's balls, and it's very entertaining. And you know, these guys are now, you know, in a different place in their careers, and they can speak honestly and bluntly about it, and they're over the feud. But you know, they definitely can get a little tense at times, as a lot of people noted at the end of the show that aired last night, and you can get it on MLW.com for free or on iTunes now. But it gets a little tense, man. And I mean, they talk about sex, drugs, rock and roll, wrestling. I mean, they cover it all. And in the second session and the third session, they'll talk about WCW. They'll talk about MLW, because Vampiro was a big part of Major League Wrestling back in the day. So we'll talk a bit about that. We'll talk a bit about just Sting, Lex Luger, Bischoff, you name it, they'll talk about it. And there really is no agenda. These guys aren't looking for jobs like myself. You know, I'm not interested in pursuing anything in wrestling again. I'm doing other things, but it's a lot of fun when you have that freedom of not having to pander and look for a job at WWE or TNA, and just let it go, and fans love it. And my I guess what we look to do with the show is basically make it feel like you're eavesdropping on a conversation on the phone. And if you can accomplish that, and we most of the time do, it is a special thing. I mean, of course, then there are shows like the one we did with Tully Blanchard, where he's golfing. He's literally on a golf course during the entire call, and he gets like attacked by like a herd of deer or something at the end. Every show is different. I mean, the format is a really free flowing format. So,
John, you have a question for Court?
Oh yeah, no, I'm in. I'm enjoying the stories, and you know, that's the reason why. By the way, Court, I listen to your podcast with you and Conan often, as a matter of fact, and I feel like I learned so much, because as a pro wrestler myself, you know, I try to get all the insight I possibly can to, like, on the companies that I wish to work for, you know? And,
right.
I mean, you always have some pretty great stories. You have very good insight, especially the fact that, I mean, you were behind the scenes, you know, in WWE, right, the place to be. And Conan, of course, you know, he's got world travel experience. So to hear some of the, you know, insight, you know, I get a little bit of a better development for myself, because as you can tell, it's not the way it used to be back in the day. I always wanted to be able to be, you know, known as a territory guy, you know, go from territory to territory and make a name for myself, but it's hardly like that, if at all, nowadays. But
it's very hard now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it. But, you know, I always said when I figured out what I want to do with my life, you know, I wouldn't worry about no difficulty. So that's fun. For me, the journey is the important part to enjoy it. Because once you get to the top of the hill, it's like, where do I go from here, you know? So I'm just enjoying it, kicking people's ass in the ring. It's a lot of fun, you know? But,
being the journey is definitely a key part.
Yeah, and I think that's wasted on a lot of guys, too. Like, they don't really realize that, like, you know, most of the fun is just getting there. So, you know, but we live in a fast-paced world, you know. But do you have any, like, cool, like, you know, backstage stories and writing? Like, stories, like, basically, like, your job as a writer, you know. What were some of the conflicts that happened? Was there... I mean, it's a team effort thing, but, I mean, do you ever feel like, hey, maybe your ideas weren't being heard and you really knew the direction that the company should be going in with certain aspects or certain storylines? Can you just speak on a couple that stand out in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be those times when you feel like you are fundamentally in a different place than maybe the McMahon family, maybe Vince, maybe just Stephanie, or maybe the lead writer, whether it was... Brian Gewirtz, Dave Lagana, Michael Hayes, Alex Greenfield. And there's times when you're definitely all on the same page and everyone agrees with something except for the boss, Vince. And then it's frustrating and your hands are tied. It's hard because I saw things differently than I think a lot of guys because I had run my own company at a very young age from 22 to 24. And based on from that to working in the Shark Tank of WWE. So you definitely – I saw things differently. I saw things not just, you know, from the creative end of just let's just make this match. I also saw things from the box office perspective of and the economics of how this works and the ramifications if you don't do it right and set the stage and everything. And also the investment. You know, vignettes aren't cheap. Sometimes if you want to do a really cool vignette, and I think a lot of us remember some of the more – classic WWF vignettes, whether it was Razor Ramon down in Florida, you know, kind of establishing his character and that whole thing, or the modern version of that would be Carlito with the apple on the beaches. But that costs money. You have to get a crew down there. You got to get lighting. You got to get the mics. You got to get the cameras. You got to get a producer. You got to get creative. You got to get Vince to sign off. You got to have the talent ready and prepped, and you got to cross your fingers it all comes together and that you have the resources to do it. With WWE, you have those resources, but the economics, you want to make sure you're picking the right guy to put that money into. So there's a lot of things that come into play. The political dynamic at WWE at times can be very treacherous. Other times you're blindsided and you don't even know who it's going to be by. It's kind of like the TV show Survivor. I mean, you kind of have your alliance and you hope that you and your alliance make it to the end and you survive. But it's definitely, you know, people ask me, you know, would I do it all over again? I said, yeah, it's like you said, it's a journey and it's a great journey. You just have to be realistic and understand that, you know, it's a great job. If you make the right deal, you can get paid exceptionally well, and you're living a very unique existence. But your quality of life in other ways definitely deteriorates because you are 24/7, 365, like nowhere else in wrestling, and it's fascinating. But you know, creatively, you know, there's definitely were times where I was handcuffed and was frustrated by it. I was assigned to work on the Ric Flair retirement angle. Early on, after actually Steve Austin had pitched it to Vince at WrestleMania 23 that weekend, and Vince loved it, and he said, "Okay, creative, go after it," and tasked the lead writer Brian Gewirtz with making sure something was in the mix in the next few weeks. Well, that fell to the wayside, and a few weeks passed, nothing happened. Steve Austin checks in. Vince says, "Oh yeah, I forgot. What are we doing?" And he asked the creative team, and everyone just shrugs because it was. It was Brian Gewirtz's project to either tackle or to assign, and it didn't happen. So I get assigned with this project, and it's you know, obviously it's you're incredibly humbled by it, and it's such a great when the chairman says, you know, you're going to be one of the people involved as an architect and kind of giving Ric Flair the send off. I mean, of all people, I mean that's a huge thing. It's a huge responsibility. It's a lot of pressure. But, you know, you kind of have the idea of what the story is based on how Steve Austin laid it out. And so I worked on it, and then, you know, it gets to a point where it's time to connect with Ric Flair, and then Stephanie says, you I don't want you talking directly to Rick, so give me what you have and I'll pass it along, or give it to Michael Hayes. And, you know, having been in wrestling since 18 and now in my mid-20s, I was like, that seems wrong. That doesn't seem right for a lot of reasons. And I was very frustrated because, you know, when you get another person in the mix, your ideas are going to be compromised. And the feedback on those ideas may not be legit. So it's like, you know, that layer of politics comes into play. And when that happens, it can get very treacherous very quickly. And I found that to be very frustrating. And I also, at the end, you know, I watched how the Ric Flair story came together after I had quit the WWE in July of 07. And I, you know, I originally had something in there I thought would be cool to kind of like, I wanted the whole year to kind of be kind of like a mirror of his journey from the beginning to the end, and kind of, you know, touch upon it here and there, whether it's, you know, at the Survivor Series, do a real nostalgia match with the Four Horsemen, and you can, you know, obviously there's certain guys that were very limited and couldn't really go, but I figured you would definitely be able to do something like Wyndham, Flair, maybe Arn, if he could do a little bit, Malenko versus Flair's greatest opponents, and that would, we would have set the stage earlier with, it would have been, we would have brought in, because I know Ted DiBiase is very close with Sting, we were hoping that we could get him, his deal with TNA was up at that point. But in the perfect world, I wanted to do something like, you know, a one-off with Dusty, or a one-off with Terry Funk, a one-off with Steamboat, a one-off with Sting, and then if you have that Survivor Series match versus Greatest Rivals versus the Horsemen, and then you have a nice, clean match. It's a fun match. It can be a lot of, you can camouflage those guys that can't really give you a full match in a match like that, because Survivor Series can get a little cartoony, a little bit ridiculous with the finishes, and everyone has a good time. And so I was going to do all that stuff, and ultimately I wanted him to retire, similar to what they do in amateur wrestling, where at WrestleMania he loses, and the last thing you see is you have the robe in the middle of the ring, which I don't do in amateur wrestling, but it's the symbolic robe in the ring. In amateur wrestling, you leave your boots and sometimes on the mat when you retire. And I wanted to do that and have the classic Ric Flair boots and the jacket out there, the coat out there. And I thought that would be a very cool WrestleMania moment. But in the end, I think Rick and Shawn did an incredible job. I think when it mattered, they made their money, and they made it a very special moment for Rick, a special moment for fans, and they definitely got what they needed out of it. It's just too bad that he ended up wrestling for a few years after that. I think that's the tragedy in all of it. But,
yeah.
Sometimes money talks, and...
Absolutely.
Go
ahead, John.
Go ahead, Broom.
No, and Corey, I'd like to get your opinion, as we're running short out of time here, but I'd like to get your opinion as far as how the WWE is using social media. It seems that some guys are using it towards their advantage, but then some get in trouble with it, just like Tenzai and AW. But what's your opinion on this, and do you think that the WWE should let the wrestlers just be who they are? What's your take on this?
I think it's a weird thing, because a lot of people got into trouble for saying the wrong thing, maybe late at night or early in the morning, and nothing good happens after midnight in wrestling, behind the scenes or online or whatever. So you really should, take the plug out and do other things other than get on Twitter at midnight.
You're so right.
People bad things go down, and I think Twitter is one of those things where it can be an incredible resource. It can connect fans to talent. I also see it, though, as like, you know, part of being a star and having that aura is kind of having a little distance between fans and the star. But I think there's guys that do a great job on Twitter. I think guys like MVP does a terrific job. I mean, he has been able to stay in the mix now a year and a half or so after leaving WWE, and they have people follow him now and learn about Japanese wrestling because of following him on Twitter. But, you know, the AW situation was one of those things where I think there was a lot of validity to what he was saying, but then you cross that line and you go into crazy town, and it's just detrimental to your own issue. And even if you have a very valid issue, you cross the line, and I think that's probably what it sounds like happened there. Because, I mean, obviously, people have done far, far, far worse and egregious acts at WWE and have not even had their careers impacted in the slightest. But he's a young buck and he hasn't made the money, so they value that a lot more, a lot less than a guy like Randy Orton, who obviously has made them a ton of money over 10 years. So you got to know where you are in the pecking order. And obviously they were still pretty spooked by the Kobe comments days later. And I think it's one of those things where they might. I think a lot of the locker room was upset by it too. Not AW, but the termination of AW. And if he had just kept it a certain level on Twitter, I think they might have had a Bryan Danielson or Daniel Bryan situation where they would have hired him back a little while. But when this thing hit TMZ and hit all these other places, I think it's going to be very hard for him to get the call to come back. And, you know, he's 35. It's too bad. I thought the more he was able to go out there and not be in the box, it was probably going to lead to something for him as a talent, as a performer, as a character. It was going to get him over, but now we'll never know. I hope he can land with TNA. I mean, I hate to see guys like that. They're just getting their voice and learning what their voice is. Lose that TV time and lose that opportunity. And I'd love to see him pop up somewhere.
Right. And it sucks that you say that because Chris Jericho himself mentioned it on Twitter. You know, he kind of tweeted something saying, like, you know, it stinks that it happened, but it's no longer the Attitude Era. And they have to understand that. But, I mean, they're going very, very strict with this social media. In fact, they had, like, a meeting backstage prior to Monday Night Raw last night. And people, the wrestlers, from what I understand, stayed quiet. They didn't say anything. But, you know, what point, if you're frustrated, Cord, you being a president, if you're frustrated, you know, you want to voice your opinion as a wrestler. And, Johnny, you too. You should know yourself that you're a pro wrestler. You want to voice your opinion. I mean, there's going to be a moment you just want to say something to the world.
Actually,
you know, Cord?
That's a question that I wanted to ask, Cord. You know, being that you're on the other end, or, you know, you have been on the other end, the couple of times that I wrestled with WWE, I had some extra work, which is great. But I realized that it's really sink or swim, and nobody's going to take you by the hand. I mean, maybe that's pressing it too much, but nobody's going to give you a list of rules or tell you, okay, you might not want to do that. When I worked with Vance Archer, he took me aside and kind of gave me some tips, a couple of things. He was like a big brother, you know, for me. So it was awesome because I think he respected my position and, you know, what I said I was willing to do for him to make him look like the strong, dominant guy. I understood why I was there that night. But I mean, is it a safe assumption to say, Court, that it's really like sink or swim? And like you said, it makes a lot of sense when you say that it depends on the pecking order. So sometimes you can get away with it a little bit if you've earned your keep, you know?
Yeah. You have to be perceptive and get a good gauge for the climate in the locker room any given week, from your first week there to your 100th week of TV. And be able to kind of be diplomatic, tactful, hold your ground when appropriate, and also know when to back down as a young buck and a guy that doesn't have an established track record at WWE. Doesn't matter what you do anywhere else. That's the big show. And I think you have to, kind of, it's a tough one. It's a little bit kind of like high school at times, you know. So you got to, you know, there's a lot of alpha males there, and you got to kind of know when to not back down, and also when to be humble and respectful to the veterans and stuff. To me, it's also when you enter a situation where they ask you to speak up, they're in my opinion, they're pretty much putting you in line, knowing that no one's going to have the balls to speak up, and so they're saying, okay, speak up if you got a bitch. Okay, well then you don't, then don't bitch about it. But at the same time, if you do speak up, it typically doesn't go in your favor. In that form, I know coming out from times when they've had these meetings in the past, and guys have spoken up, they've never really been rewarded for having the courage to do it. It's mostly then they get the stigma of being kind of bitching about stuff. So it's tough, you know. It's like it's a loaded gun situation. But you know, there's guys that are unhappy. I know there's guys that weren't happy with the paydays for WrestleMania through the international tours thereafter. The other side of that is, you know, what's the talent's leverage? You know, a lot of these guys that are mid card or lower aren't going to get picked up by TNA if they get fired because they aren't, you know, mega stars that can draw money or ratings. And so they really have no leverage. I mean, there's no real place to go that's going to pay them anywhere in the ballpark of WWE. But also, you know, where are you going to get paid for WrestleMania? I don't care if it's $5 or $5,000. If you're not on the show, I know it's a nice perk, but as a promoter, I can tell you, you know, paying for someone that didn't even have, you know, appear on your show and paying 20 or 30 guys, that's a hell of a thing. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're looking at what you're making and you think you can make that anywhere else, you know, go do that. But if you can't and you have limited skills or you have no leverage, I mean, you kind of roll up the punches and try to prove that you can change, you know, if they're not seeing you for what you are, try to repackage yourself and demonstrate to Vince that you want to grab that brass ring, because Vince wants people to go out there and prove that they got it. But the problem is, once you kind of feel like they beat that passion out of you, it's very hard to be that unrelenting guy that just keeps coming at you and keeps demonstrating that, you know, he's worth your time, your money, your TV time. So it's not easy. And being on the road every week is a grind, especially when you're going across the world. You're traveling, you're getting beat up, and maybe you're not making what you think you should, or you're not getting that TV time. It does beat guys up. It is demoralizing. So, you know, they definitely, though, are doing good things. I think they're making new stars. They're making people interesting. Damian Sandow is a guy that all of a sudden is relevant. Right. I think they've done Brutus Clay, you know, as much as you can do with Brutus Clay. And, you know, you can't expect all these guys to headline WrestleMania. You need to have young guys, unique-looking guys like Damian Sandow, fill out your card, your underneath card, and I think they're starting to do that. I think Dolph Ziggler is slowly showing that they're committed to maybe doing something with him. He's tremendous. So I think, you know, this isn't the worst of times for WWE, but it's also not the best of times. You know, this is one of those crossroads. They got a three-hour show every week, and that gives them the opportunity to, of course, put out a lot of bad product. But at the same time, maybe it's an opportunity to finally put a little fire under the tag team division, which seems like they're doing. They actually have an actually established feud with the tag team champions AEW's boys. So this is an opportunity maybe to build up your young stars, because you have another hour. You have to fill that hour. So maybe we'll start to see more guys get TV time, more guys get called up from NXT/FCW. So, you know, for all these changes and crazy things and times, you know, there's always opportunity. That's the truth.
Right, right. Well, Court, thanks so much for joining us, man. You know, you're always welcome on the program.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring in Conan soon. And you can follow MLW Radio at MLWRadio.com is the website. You could also download it on iTunes. You could also find it on Stitcher Radio. And you could also follow Court on Twitter. That's at Court Bauer. That's at Court Bauer on Twitter. Court, thanks so very much, man. And we'll be in contact, sir.
Thanks, man. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Court. Great insight, bro. Enjoy.
Take care, man.
We'll be in contact. Thank you, Court. Bye-bye. All right, Johnny. With that said, great interview there with Court.
Yeah,
super cool.
You could just hear his passion, man. I could talk to that guy for hours.
Oh, and he'll be on the program shortly. As you know, we have a good relationship with him. He's very he communicates with us all the time. And we'll discuss more a little bit about that interview shortly. But on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have our good friend, adult actress Sarah J on the line. Sorry to make you wait a little bit, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. No worries. Thank you.
All right, Sarah. Well, last time we had you on the program, and this time my co-host Johnny Knockout is joining me all the way via New York. Sarah,
yes,
last time we had
New
you
York.
On the program.
City that never sleeps, and you have this Johnny Knockout.
Sarah's a big star over there in New York.
In New York?
I
thought she lived in Miami.
I love New York.
Oh, you love New York? Well, whenever you're in New York, you come with me. We'll go to the Coney Island Boardwalk. I'll show you the beach, the stars, and show you a good time.
Johnny's a very flirtatious guy. Sarah,
let's
get on to the point.
I don't know. No, I'm just serious. You know?
Sarah, let's get straight down to the point. Last time we had you here in the program, you were discussing this Team BJ event that was going to go on, that you were going to perform oral sex on all of your Twitter followers and those who have subscribed to your website. And mind you, I got a whole bunch of emails wondering where this thing was going to happen, tweets where it was going to happen. They were all interested. Can you let us know exactly what happened? Because at the time we spoke, the location really wasn't determined. It was supposed to be at Miami Velvet, over here in Miami, Florida. But what happened? How many people showed up? What was the longest? People want to know. People are on the line right now curious. What the heck happened on August 2nd, if I am correct? That is the date, correct?
Yeah, that was the date. Well, we found a location, and we decided that it was best to keep the location private and only allow the, you know, the people that needed to know to know. When we got there, we set up and everything, and all the guys showed up. Every single one of them got some attention, and they were all, like, major characters. They were all really, really entertaining and really funny. And we had a really good time. Like, you know, there was a little bit of everybody there, all different kinds of guys, different shapes, different sizes. Some guys couldn't come. Some guys couldn't get hard. Some guys nutted. It was, like, it was all different kinds of stuff going on.
So how many men showed up?
You'll have to check out the video.
Informed? Oh, you have to check out the video.
Absolutely. We're going to release some of it on our site, and then the full DVD will be released in September. There was quite a few guys, and, you know, they, like I said, they were all really, 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 really great guys. Like, we got to spend time with each one of them. It was good.
Put it this way. Did you set the record, a Guinness Book of Records, for giving a fellatio?
No, we didn't set any record. There was, well, first of all, there's no Guinness Book of World Records for fellatio. Like, okay. The Guinness Book people don't have sex acts in their book. So, you know, we were trying to go for, like, an unofficial world record, which the last unofficial world record was 249, and we didn't get there.
No. You give us an estimate, a ballpark?
No, you can check it out on the DVD.
We're going to have to wait. Now, SarahJ.com.
She's a businesswoman. Why do people ask her the same question?
I'm trying to do my job. People are asking me.
Well, you know, she's doing her job, and she's actually doing it pretty well.
Sarah, last time we had, the question was, you know, how long was the longest that you could provide some fellatio act? And you had mentioned something about 45 minutes. Did you live up to this number, or did you go over that?
I don't think I hit that number on, like, any one particular guy. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think I hit 45 minutes on any one particular guy. I did have a couple guys tap out where they quit before I did, but, you know, I'm pretty relentless.
Now, it was you and your other friend.
I'm choking on my almonds back here. Did you say she made a guy tap out?
Yeah, that was
a good
one. I made girls tap out, literally. I make them. They're like, I can't take it. And I'm like, well, then you're going to have to tap out. I'm a wrestler. That's what happens. And I've had my fair share of girls tap out. I don't know. We might be in competition there, Sarah.
I don't think so. I think I probably suck dick better than you.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, that's what you do full time. You know?
There, I'm glad that you're bringing the sport terminology into a sports program, because that's what people like to do. But when you mix
sex and
sports.
Well, that's what caught my interest, so.
Yeah, when you mix sex and sports, you're talking money. Speaking of which, Sarah, so this day you have these gentlemen come. Were there any women that were interested? Because I'm sure you have a lot of female followers as well.
I do have a lot of female followers, and I had a lot of women that were interested, but none of them came through.
Uh-huh. Now, and you said all shapes and sizes, anything. I mean, these men were all from Miami, different states, different countries.
Yeah, most of them were from the area, but there was some from other states as well. And, you know, there's some guys that just needed a little bit of help, you know, and I tried to give my all. And, you know, you can check it out on the video, but there might have been a guy or two got a little extra.
Hmm.
What a
I guess we're just going to have to... And SarahJ.com is the website. John, you have a question for Sarah?
No, I'm listening here, but, you know, I mean, I know who I'm on the line with, so I'm not going to just, like, you know, be quiet over here. So I'm going to be doing my color commentary.
He's a big fan, by the way,
but,
Sarah.
Hey, I have the JK Army listening. If you don't say I'm a big fan. I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to porn, so the cat's out of the bag. Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad addiction.
Yeah, I guess sometimes. Yeah. I'm addicted to chocolate, too. You like chocolate, Sarah?
I love chocolate.
What about coffee?
I don't like coffee at all.
Really?
More coffee for me, then. Wow, so we're friends in crime with chocolate. That's great.
I do.
All right.
Sarah, we have someone in the... Donnie is there. We have someone in the line. Maybe he might have a question for Sarah. Caller, you're in the air in the Roman show. You have a question for Sarah J, adult actress. Hello? Caller, you're in the air in the Roman show. I guess he's on hold there. He doesn't want to speak. Oh, yeah, you're on the air in the Roman show. Make sure you turn on the volume there.
Oh, okay. I was just tuning into the show. I was just listening to the entertainment that you actually guys had there. I didn't know that type of activity was going on in Miami, because I would definitely partake in that.
Well, we advertised in all basketball season that we were, giving free BJs to all our followers if the Heat won.
Wow.
I think there was just a lot of people that really just didn't believe it. You know, we literally started talking about it at the beginning of the season. And, you know, as the season went on, it, like, really built up and took a lot of momentum. But I don't think there was a lot of people that believed it was going to happen.
Wow. I'm actually just speechless because, I mean, you said, I was hearing earlier that you guys have it on, is it online? Is this online or something?
Well, actually, it was all over the international news. We got press in Japan, Brazil. We were on CNN. We were on, the Russell Brand show. We were on radio stations all across the country and even in Canada and stuff, too. So it's kind of everywhere.
Okay. Well, actually, was it recorded? Is it available online to view it? Or?
It will be. It will be soon. We just had it on August 2nd, so... We're going to release some of it on my site, sarahj.com, and as well the whole event on DVD.
Wow. How was the turnout? What was the turnout? Was it a successful event? Or?
Well, I mean, anytime you're giving away free blowjobs, I think that's pretty successful, don't you?
yeah.
I mean, we didn't really have a goal except to please all our fans, so, fans came and they were pleased.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And I heard you mention earlier, just a quick question. I heard you mentioned that you had them tap out. Like, how did they actually tap out? Did they just, did they pull away, or how did that play out?
Yeah, like, I'm done.
Done.
Like, I'm not going to come. Like, I'm done,
Wow.
Wow.
The Limp Bizkit.
Wow. The Limp Bizkit.
Who likes that band? I love Limp Bizkit. My way, you're on the highway.
Thanks, Connor. So, Sarah, were some of these guys intimidated? Were some of these guys, that they one-on-one? Were they next to another guy? Can you kind of paint the picture, or can you, or can you not?
Yeah, we were all in a room together, and, Angelina and I both had a guy at the same time. Some of them were very intimidated. Some of them were, good. So it just depends. Oh my God!
Did you kind of set the mood for these guys? Because you got to remember, some of these guys, maybe they have not been sexually active in a while, or they haven't had a girlfriend or whatnot, or maybe they are married but they're shy. Did you kind of set the mood for them? Did you kind of relax them and get them in the mood?
There's not a whole lot of time to get a bunch of guys in the mood to get their dick sucked. But, we were very friendly and we got along really good and we hung out with them prior and afterwards. And, it wasn't like cold and unfriendly, but it's not like I was making love to them or like, took them out to candlelight dinner or some shit.
So you did them the favor and they went out there with smiles.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody had a great time. There's, one guy in particular named Cody, and he's started writing blogs about it, and he's,
Whoa.
Put stuff all over the internet about how much fun he had. So, Cody did tap out. Cody definitely tapped out, yeah. But he still had a really great time. So, yeah, apparently, we did our community service for the city
of
Miami.
Like a mouth. Like
what's that?
In like gold or bronze. Like, like a bronze, mouth, trophy.
Like Olympic or something like that?
Should call it the all performances. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's bro, Roman coined that phrase, by the way. I don't want to be attached with anything like that.
It's like a really Razor Felicio. Sarah, by any chance, do any of these guys have any possible future in the porn industry?
It's possible. I mean, it's totally possible.
Did you see, like, did you tell any of those guys, hey, would, you know, in the future maybe you wouldn't be in contact to have you in one of my
I did. I exchanged some information with a couple of the guys and stuff too, so.
That is great. And Sarah, you're very active on Facebook and I'm sure in all these porn conventions, but when is your next appearance?
Let's see. My next appearance will be at the Sex on the Beach Expo here in Miami, which is the end of September.
Ooh, end of September, Sex on the Beach. I'll make sure to reach out to you so we can get some promos out there so folks could visit. I'm telling you, we had you here, and the folks are going bananas. And as I mentioned to you last time, some admit that they watch pornography, and some don't, even though they do.
Everybody watches pornography. Well, why
it's like
a
hidden secret.
So I'll
definitely
get
in contact with you.
Is it like Colin's ring or something? Is it so sacred?
I'll definitely get in contact with you, Sarah, and your folks to see if we get some promo going here on the program, because I'm sure a lot of people down here in Miami would love to go out there and meet you in person. Now, tell us about this event. It's in September in Miami. Exactly where and prices and websites they can visit for information.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of information on it because this is the first year that this expo is going to be occurring. Their website, I want to make sure it's right. I think it's just Sex on the Beach Expo. But it is, the dates on it are September 19th, I think. Hold on. September 28th. September 28th, 29th, and 30th.
And what's going to happen out there? What will you be doing for fans? What can fans get?
Well, like I said, this is going to be the first year, so I'm not 100% certain exactly what's going to happen. But at most conventions, and I do know that this is a retail convention, most conventions, you know, I'll set up a table and I'll sell merchandise. You can get your picture taken with me. I sell DVDs, 8x10s, you know, posters, all kinds of stuff.
And they get to meet you, they get to touch you as well, or if you're in a good mood, or if you let them?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get your picture taken with me, we're not going to be 3 feet apart, obviously.
But they could get up close and personal with you.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
That is great. And a lot of folks, I know down here we have one porn convention, which I'm sure you've been a part of, Exotica, Miami, in Miami Beach. What's the atmosphere for those folks who have not been to a porn convention? What exactly do these folks get to interact? Do they get to learn a thing or two? And even also for those for couples, you know, because you guys are in the porn industry, and let's be frank, you know, you guys got some tips as far as when it comes to doing the thing. So what can folks learn from going to some of these conventions?
Well, you know, it just depends on which convention you go to. Some of them have lectures and some of them don't. Some of them, you know, are geared towards couples and entertainment, and some of them are, you know, more geared towards the collector. So it just depends on which convention you're going to. But as I said before, this Sex on the Beach Adult Expo is the first year that it's, you know, come around, so I'm not exactly sure what to expect. You can always check it out on their site, sexonthebeachexpo.com. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of stars there, I can guarantee that, and merchandise to purchase. Everything that has to do with the bedroom or sex, any kind of sexy lingerie, you know, dildos, toys, new products, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And plus, you know, like I said, you get to meet a lot of your favorite stars.
That is awesome, Sarah. Sarah, always a pleasure to have you here on the program. You're always welcome. Very professional you are.
Thank you.
Very informative. You're not like some folks. You know, many folks expect.
I mean, you're always busy making videos and stuff, but, you know, well-spoken.
Yeah, very well spoken, Sarah. Very well spoken. I applaud you on that because, you know, when people think of adult actresses, they think, oh, they're dirty mouths and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, you're very professional, and I applaud you on that, Sarah. So anytime here,
thank you.
You
want
to come on the show, you're more than welcome, and we'll make sure to tag you on Twitter and make sure you follow up with all your folks and let them know about the show.
Thank you, and you make sure you check me out on Twitter, SarahJXXX, and my website, SarahJ.com.
Absolutely,
Sarah.
Thank you so very much.
Now, I'm going to induct you to the JKO Army. You're now Sarah Knockouts. And anytime you're in New York, let me know, and maybe you'll bring me out to the ring. Who knows?
Definitely. I'll be out there September 1st. I'm going to go to Rock the Bells.
Boom, there you go. You're a big... Awesome, Sarah. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, Johnny. There you go. She's going to Rock the Bells. If you're a hip-hop type of person, you can check out Sarah J over there in New York.
I'm not a hip-hop person. No.
Well,
rock and roll.
Sarah J, though.
Mr. Roman.
She could rock your bells.
I would think that's a safe bet, yeah. But I could also rock her bells as well. I think we would have a test of strength, like who would tap who out. I think Johnny Knockout. Well, I know Johnny Knockout will be on top.
Would you have been part of that? Team BJ?
Absolutely.
No.
I think that's disgusting, degrading, and I'm a romantic. But behind closed doors, you know, use your imagination. But I understand. You know, I'm a part of this show, and you know, a couple of weeks ago, I didn't want to talk and be part of it. I wanted you to do your thing. I didn't want to interrupt that, and I think you did an awesome job. But this week was something new. I'm not going to cuss, okay, but I just don't give a damn anymore. And, I have nothing to hide, not that I was hiding anything, but it's nice to, you know, explore other options and talk to different people. Why not?
And, you know, she's very cool.
Maybe she'll be valeting me to the ring one day if she likes New York so much.
That would be awesome.
Stranger
I
things
would
have
love
happened
that.
To Johnny Knockout.
Johnny, I would love that for to happen for you, man. I think that would be, you know, I'm going to have to.
I'm thinking lime green booty shorts.
I got you. I got you on that. Next time there's I got you. We'll talk after. But I love that idea.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you, Johnny. But,
great idea. Who wouldn't want to take Johnny Knockout to the ring? Come on.
I think, it's a great stuff. And for those guys out here in Miami, Florida, sexonthebeachexpo.com is the website. You can check that out. You can see Sarah J there in person. You can take a picture.
I've had sex on the beach. It's not all typed up to be. A lot of sand.
But you can check her out there, take
serious,
pictures, and the whole nine yards. We'll have more info. We'll see if we'll get a folks from that company to be on the program and talk about it as we do talk sports and entertainment here on this program,
yes.
Sir. All the way from New York, Miami, to Chicago, to Texas, to California, even in Thailand we are listened to, sir. We are everywhere, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. How about Saudi Arabia, Australia, Ireland,
Dubai.
North Dakota? That's a part of the USA. Seriously, Africa, you know, I have people in the JK Army. It's a global phenomenon. So, and so is the Roman show extravaganza. I mean, you know, it's everywhere, bro. So, you know, the more the merrier.
Yes,
worldwide, man. We're here to entertain you.
Yes, sir. Well, Johnny, with that said, I'd like to touch on some news first. We're going to talk about, and I'm sure you've heard this because it's all over the news, Chad Ochocinco, better known as Chad Johnson, headbutted his wife.
Wow.
Recently got married, and they were having a discussion, an argument over a receipt that had a condom in the receipt, and they got in an argument. He headbutted her. He is a football player who's trying to get a job with the Miami Dolphins. And now his wife, Evelyn Lozada, has filed for divorce. So here he is, Chad Ochocinco. Many say that his career is over. His show, which airs on VH1, has been canceled. He's a 34-year-old wide receiver, and now he is apologizing. He is saying that to all his fans and supporters, I am disappointed. You have my sincerest apologies. I will stay positive and get through this tough period in my life. Johnny, you think a man like this,
What is he apologizing for and feeling sympathy for? He's the one who did it. I mean, first of all, I'd be the first to say, like, I respect women, but I don't respect women that don't respect themselves and don't respect the guy. But, I mean, you know, if it comes to the point where you got to raise your hand or something, you got to cut her loose, give her the boot, you know.
Well, you know,
but headbutting, I don't know the situation at all, but, I mean, how many different ways can you really look at a situation like that? I don't think a woman, especially a married woman, I don't know, maybe she shouldn't be out buying condoms, but it seems like he didn't know about it. That's a man's job. And
he bought the condoms. He bought the condoms, and she approached him and brought up the issue, and they were having an argument in the car, he headbutted her.
Bought them for what? I guess for somebody else? And he got mad at the accusation? Wow.
God knows, if that's the case,
and like I said, I don't know the whole situation, but no, I'm totally going to say no, he shouldn't be headbutting his wife, of all people. Jesus Christ.
It leaked out to all the news. She ran to her neighbor's house.
You're on
it, man. So it's a big thing, and many are saying that this is the end for Chad Ochocinco, of a very colorful football player. He's always on Twitter.
Didn't Mike Tyson once rape his wife, and he was still boxing and everything? These things blow over. It's just what it is.
You know,
we live
what?
In a strange, weird world, man.
That was one of the points, Johnny, that someone had brought up in regards to AW. WWE hired Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was in jail for allegedly or... Well, he did meet he did go to jail in prison for raping someone. So WWE hired him. And now AEW made a joke, a statement about Kobe Bryant, he gets fired. So I believe it was him who said in an interview, he says, well, you hire this guy, you fire me for some dumb comment I said?
Yeah, I mean, that's why the word politics always comes up. You know what I mean? It's like Court was saying, it's where you are on the totem pole. I'm sure if it was somebody out there drawing money, it was a box office draw, wouldn't be handled the same way. Maybe, suspension or something like that, but certainly they wouldn't want to risk them losing revenue. So it is what it is. You know, he wasn't one of the top-tier guys at the time. It's unfortunate because he's got a good point in the case, but, you know, it's also a matter of the times as well. You know, it ain't where it used to be back in, like, Attitude Era, where it was just, like, you know, certain things you get away from. Now it's a publicly traded company, you know, and they've got people to please and people to appease to. So, you know, they're making an example out of him.
Let's take this phone call here, Johnny. Caller, you're on the Roman Show. Caller.
Hello. Hello. Stop being shy.
I think he's shy. Or her. Caller, you're on the Roman Show. This might be our next guest, Marisol, who's joining us. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, Marisol? All right, I guess she's a little bit shy there.
If you're on the line, if you're on hold, just say hello back. You know, we don't know who's who. We may have 10 calls on the line, so just speak up.
Yep, as we're waiting for Marisol, a local model down here in South Florida. Quickly, let's take another phone call here from a good friend, Stephen Cage. Hey, Cage, what's your opinion on the Chad Ochocinco incident?
Good friend. Good friend, Johnny. You got an issue with that?
You heard that? I was whispering. Wow, you got good ears. Corn dogs, is that good for the ear?
Nah, I've improved, Johnny. I've improved, Johnny. And watch out before I freaking headbutt you with a corn dog, okay? Knowing that headbutt.
Oh, yeah, right. I have a short headbutt.
What's your opinion, Cage?
Personally, for any man that's out there that strikes a woman, to me, you're never going to be a man in my book. You know, that's not right, in my opinion. And I'm with Johnny. I respect, you know, women, but also I don't respect women who don't respect their men, you know, or don't respect themselves. So I'm with Johnny in that case, but at the same time, I don't respect the fact that Chad Ochocinco lifted, in this case, he didn't lift an arm. He more kind of like showed her a piece of his mind. I don't agree with it. And I think I personally agree with you, Mr. Roman, that his career could be over after this.
Do you think that his apology is sincere?
Personally, for something like that, Mr. Roman, I never accept apologies because they know exactly what they're doing. Come on, man. They all have brains. It's not like they say, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Hold on, let me headbutt my wife. Ooh, 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 that was a mistake. Right. No, come on, man. That was, he knew what he was doing. So why apologize for something he knew he was doing? Come on, folks, especially for a professional. And, Johnny, you can vouch on, with this on me, with me. You're a professional. You have to think before you, you conduct some actions. You know, you have to think before you do things.
Absolutely, yeah. I think he's sorry monetarily wise, sure. I mean, he's realizing that his money is pretty much spoken for now, so that's the only thing he's apologizing for. Takes a real piece of shit to put your, hit your wife or headbutt her. Even if she deserved it, you know, like, you know, whatever. Maybe if she was a bitch or anything like that, but that's why God invented divorce. Get rid of her.
No.
We're
going to get the other angle, Johnny, because we have the beautiful and talented here, Marisol, of Local Model, down here. Marisol, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, Marisol.
Hey,
welcome
how
to the Roman
doing,
Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good, Marisol. You're on with Johnny Knock out of the way in New York and Rodolfo Roman out here in Miami. Marisol is a local model down here in South Florida. You know, Johnny, it's like we're surrounded by beauty tonight. We had Sarah Jay, now we have Marisol. We're lucky men, sir.
You have Johnny Knockout, not Stephen Cage. You almost ruined the beauty aspect of your show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, Marisol, so tell
us
a little bit about yourself and your modeling career. I know you're very active down here in South Florida, attending several events. You've worked with big names, big celebrity, big DJs. Tell us a little bit about yourself so folks can get to know you.
A little bit about myself. I was born in Cuba. Been in Miami for quite a while, so I'm basically a Miami girl. And I actually recently started the modeling. I started earlier this year, so I'm kind of a novice, but I've embraced it pretty well, if you ask me, in my humble opinion. And I've met a lot of wonderful people throughout this transition, and looking forward to work with a lot more people and get my feet a little wetter in this whole modeling thing.
Now, you started recently, you say, and what were you doing prior to that? Do you currently work as far as aside from modeling?
Right. Well, I actually do. I still work, even though I do the modeling as a part-time or a side gig. I have a full-time job. I'm a customer service and technical support representative for a software and product developer. So that's my day job. I do that Monday through Friday. Aside from that, I work at a nightclub at a venue on the weekend. So I actually have a very full plate. Aside from that, I do the modeling, the photo shoots. I try to do some event planning. So a little bit of everything. I try to keep myself busy and find daily challenges every day to allow myself to progress as a professional and as a person as well.
The whole nine yards. Now, as a model, you got to take care of yourself, obviously. What are the secrets for the ladies out there listening to us as far as what you eat, your workouts? Because it's a lot different compared to us men that, you know, we can sit down and have a beer and we'll be all right the next day. You ladies are very consciously worried about, oh, snap, I just had this extra, you know, slice of pizza.
I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in diets. I've never dieted a day in my life, and I'm a firm believer that you should be happy, eat what you want to eat, and not stress yourself out too much about your, you know, calorie consumption and things like that. There's a lot of craziness going on with health and fitness. I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you're going to eat that piece of chocolate cake, get your ass into the gym and work it out. And I've tried different things, you know, whether it's the standard machines, Muscle Confusion, P90X. It's all great. I love to work out. I love to be physically fit. I took martial arts, actually, as an adolescent. I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu, so that's always, you know, evident in my workouts and as in my day-to-day life as well. I've never had to use it, thankfully, but it's always kept me physically active and fit, thankfully. So I would just recommendation for the ladies is just get to the gym. I know a lot of ladies pay for a gym membership, and they never actually take the time to go because our day-to-day lives are so full of activities, whether it's kids and work and, you know, your errands and your daily responsibilities. Just take some extra time, whether it's 30 minutes a day, you're sitting in front of the TV, do some squats, do some abs, some push-ups, whatever you can do to get yourself in the routine of working out and, you know, just break a sweat.
Absolutely. Johnny, you got a question for Marisol?
I just want to lend some input on what Marisol was saying, and you know, I'm listening because I'm also a personal trainer. I'm a pro wrestler, Marisol, and you know, I actually do some modeling myself, but
awesome.
And I'm a personal trainer first and foremost for right now. But I know you were saying, like, don't worry about your calorie consumption, all that, which is partially true. This is my opinion, obviously. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But as long as you're eating the healthy stuff, the right things, you know, don't worry about your calories. But, I mean, you also, not paying attention to what you said, and I didn't interject or anything. You said growing up as an adolescent, you did martial arts. So you had,
correct,
like, recreational. You know, you built your body while you were going through puberty. You get yourself, you know, prepared. When I was going through puberty, I was a fat ass. I don't use that term loosely. From 12 to 13, I was gaining weight partially like 10 pounds a week at some times. It was horrible. And I didn't, you know, start losing weight until I was around 18. I lost 75 pounds and I built myself up.
Wow.
And now I've been training and teaching people ever since. But the point I'm trying to make is that for the people that haven't really done anything through their, you know, pivotal years, you know, those are the people that need to get up off their ass. I mean, watch what you're eating. Once you eat with your goals in mind, and then once you get to where you got to be, then, you know, at least you can play around with it a little bit moderately and you get away with it. In fact, it
absolutely
might even help you burn some more calories. So
absolutely,
I just
nothing
point out
substitute.
With that.
Absolutely, nothing substitute a healthy lifestyle. You know, healthy eating, good eating, and being active. So that's definitely tried and true. You know, not to say that you can go out and, you know, stuff your face every night, but you have to incorporate, you know, obviously some healthy eating habits into your lifestyle. Child and adolescent obesity is a huge problem, especially in the United States. So that's definitely something that we want to be concerned with when we're raising our kids, you know, watching what they eat. It's such a fast lifestyle we live. So it's so convenient to just go through a drive-thru, grab some McDonald's, and you call it a day. But that's actually detrimental to ourselves and to our children in the long run. You know, for individuals that we're lucky enough or fortunate enough to have physical activity or some sort of recreational sport or extracurricular activity, athletic-wise, that's great, and that can carry on into their adult life. But if they don't have that incorporated now, then, you know, those are the people that struggle a little bit more when they become adults in losing weight and staying in shape. So definitely, you know, eat healthy, eat right, make it to the gym. Those are the important things to do.
And then you have an opportunity to be a beautiful model like Marisol. Yeah.
Hey, Marisol, where can folks check out some of your pictures? Do they keep up with you? Because trust me, guys, she's very beautiful and she's very talented and well-spoken.
No, I actually
want
to make friends with Marisol on the Facebook if she has one. So I was going to ask
Jesus,
her that
Johnny,
question.
It's like you're in a role today, man.
What? What do you mean?
Thank you so much, guys.
Nice people. If she
wasn't
nice,
I
wouldn't
ask.
No,
are you currently
single,
Marisol?
No, Marisol, to me, is very well-educated, very well-spoken, and she's
Thank
a businesswoman, too. I mean, she works, you know, like she says, customer service during the day. I forgot you spoke so fast. I thought I spoke fast, but it sounded very important. So
It is. It's not glamorous, but it's pretty important. Well, you guys can always find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MarisolMiami. You can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MarisolMiami. For images, if you guys don't want to do a lot of reading and just want to see pictures, I'm on Instagram at MarisolMiami. So the website's going to be coming up soon. I don't have an exact date for that, but you guys can keep a lookout. I try to stay in contact with all of my fans on a daily basis, notifying them when there's an event, when there's a photo shoot, whatever activity I'm doing, so that they're aware and they can give their input on what I'm doing. So definitely make sure to follow me on those social media websites to stay updated and abreast of what it is that I'm doing and everything that that's going on with me.
That is awesome. And are you currently single, Marisol? Or?
I am, yes. I am single, yes.
So describe your type
Knockout.
Of is Johnny Knockout fit your status here? What's
I
your
am
typical
single,
guy?
If there was more than one of me, I mean, that'd be wow, you know.
You know, I have a dream of cloning myself, but I don't know what I would do if there were two of me.
Right? You have some pretty cool conversations, though. I mean, come on, you've thought about it, right? I have. I think we would be like, if I cloned myself, I'd be like, you're good looking. No, you're good looking. No, you're good looking.
Exactly,
good
yeah. That conversation could go on
right?
for hours, exactly.
But what's your typical significant other Marisol,
you know what? It's a typical day. I mean, now that it's summer, an awesome day for me would be to go see the Dolphins. I'm actually a Miami Dolphins season ticket holder, so if a guy really wants the key to my heart, take me to a Dolphins game, take me to a Miami Heat game. I'm really sports oriented. I love sports. I'm not with the typical, you know, chick flick, but if we, you know, I love movies. Just no chick flicks. But I'm really easygoing. I'm
and
sorry.
That's
really
Heather, Owen. I just finished making a movie last week. How about that? I'm the cinematic superstar.
I'm losing my female fan base. I'm sorry.
Please don't tell me you're going to show like Sleepless in Seattle or something like that. You know, some of those cheesy movies.
No, I've seen Sleepless in Seattle, great movie, but I like a movie to captivate me, and those movies are great, you know, and I'll watch those movies with like my girlfriends. We love Sex in the City and stuff like that, but every so often, like the movies that really captivate me are like Reservoir Dogs, Casino,
Goodfellas.
Those movies are, you know, really captivating movies. I love
Goodfellas.
That's
like
an awesome movie.
Oh, right. I was actually going to watch it tonight because I'm getting ready for a wrestling match on Friday, and I need some more like motivation, you know. I love watching Joe Pesci just beat the crap out of somebody in that movie.
Yeah,
so,
he's a really intense character in that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Wow. Awesome. Well, that is great. So maybe one day if you're ever in New York or if I'm ever down in Miami, we'll go catch a movie together, and yeah. And then I don't
absolutely
know if you're a coffee
sounds
drinker,
good.
But I drink a lot of that, so...
Maybe
I
you
do.
Guys can watch the Expendables 2 then.
I haven't seen part 1, but yeah, we can watch part 2.
You catch up.
Yes, I have to.
You catch up and watch all those hard action heroes in action. Marisol, it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Again, you already mentioned as far as your Instagram, but when is your next event? Where can folks meet you in person?
Let's see. I should have something coming up for end of August. I don't have the venue yet, but I'll be sure to put that on my Twitter and Facebook once I have all the details. But there's definitely a lot of stuff coming on. So like I mentioned, if you want to come out to one of my events, all you have to do is just go to facebook.com/MarisolMiami. Make sure that you like that page. Twitter, follow me, twitter.com/MarisolMiami. I post all of my information on there so that all my fans and everyone who wants to come out and meet me in person, I'm a very personable person. I love people and I love to meet people. So whoever wants to come out and say hi and take pictures, more than welcome to do so. Make sure to follow me on those sites, Instagram as well, just to kind of stay up to date on what it is that I'm doing and where I'm going to be at.
Awesome. Marisol, thanks so very much. And
thank you guys so much.
We'll see you. All right. Thank
you
very much.
Pleasure, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take
it easy. You'll be
night.
Hearing bye-bye. From me.
I'm sure. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, John, you're on the road today,
Roman.
Man. You're like, yeah, you're like, you got like hearts on your eyes today.
I got hearts on my eyes today? Maybe because I almost beat somebody up earlier, so I'm in a really good mood.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd
always say it's a little bit
to me. If I actually beat them up, though, could you imagine me at that point? Woo! That's
you know,
Friday. Friday night, I got a tag team tournament with my buddy Richie Michaels in Belleville, New Jersey. All the fans that want to come out, they just have to check my Facebook.com, DJohnnyKnockoutReality, for info. But yeah, it's going to be a mob mentality, man. Like I said, I'm going to go home, watch some Goodfellas, reach out to Marisol in Miami, and then, yeah, just get ready to start kicking some ass.
On Friday night, you can check out my man Johnny Knockout in action, and make sure you follow him on Twitter at JKOReality. And you are not.
You know, it's hilarious. The minute I give up the Twitter and say I'm getting, you know, I'm Nixon it, I'm Charlie Sheen in it, that's when people start promoting it. Ain't it a funny world we live in, Roman? It's weird.
Come
it's
on,
like they
man.
Don't
you
know
can't.
What they had
you
so
can't
gone.
Delete. You can't delete your Twitter account, man. You just can't.
You know how many people they follow, they unfollow, you tweet too much, you don't tweet enough?
Yeah,
I just have a feeling when I'm all rich and famous and I'm in the center of the spotlight and, you know, and I stay true to my people that were true to me, that's when everybody's going to come jumping on the bandwagon. I don't appreciate bandwagon jumpers, you know?
Well,
there'll be too many people, like, kick their ass, so that's why I'm getting rid of it.
You'll be all right. You're going to keep it. Hey, Johnny, we're running in pretty much towards the end of the show, but briefly want to read some of the news here of the world of pro wrestling. And we've had a stacked show today. I mean, it's beyond my mind of how much we have spoken
tonight.
It was a good
time, man. I really had a good time.
Very good time. I think we had two beautiful women on today. What's that?
No, it's just we always do.
Yeah, we always do. And, heck, that's why the numbers show it, you know, and the publicity.
And you know what? Before you get to the news, I just want to give a shout-out to Stephen Cage. It was actually good to hear from him tonight.
Yes.
So,
Stephen Cage is alive.
I think we both turned over a new leaf. Yes.
Yeah, Stephen Cage is alive. He's alive and well.
And well.
Hey, quickly. John Cena stated that if there's one thing he wants to do is that he wants another shot at The Rock at WrestleMania. Just one more time. Wants to go at it. So, could it happen? We'll see about it. But that's what he's talking about. He's done some interviews. He wants The Rock one more time at WrestleMania, title or no title. Charlie Sheen could play a role in SummerSlam. According to F4WOnline.com, Charlie Sheen might still have some involvement at SummerSlam this weekend. WWE continues to make references to Anger Management, the name of Sheen's FX show on Raw. Last night, we saw Brock Lesnar injured Shawn Michaels' arm. That's being said, so that's playing into the role leading into SummerSlam. Vince McMahon was kind of mad. He's a bit upset. And Roddy Piper's performance during the Piper's Pit segment on Raw last night. In fact, Piper's rambling during the segment was said to be noticeable, and as a result, Vince instructed Michael Cole via his headset to bury the segment on live broadcast. Now, how can you do that to a Hall of Famer, right?
I know. I kind of noticed something was aloof with that, too. I was like, and I met Roddy Piper. He's a sweetheart of a guy, man. I don't use that word sweetheart to talk about guys often, if at all, but he's such a great guy. But I think, I don't know, I felt weird about that, too. Maybe he's just been itching to get into the center of the ring, and he just wanted to make it all for what it's worth, you know?
You can't blame him for it,
too.
Man. You can't blame him for it.
And Jerry Lawler kind of cut him off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, and lastly, man, to finish off the news area, well, one story before we go. Pro Wrestling Syndicate has announced that Rikishi will battle Big Van Vader with Paul Bearer in his corner on October the 12th at the Raw Way Rec Center in New Jersey. So not too far from you, JKO Reality. You might want to check that out.
I don't want to speak on that behalf until they hire Johnny Knockout and put him in the ring with just about anybody.
I hope so, because it will be on the internet pay-per-view, so keep that in mind, sir. And lastly, CM Punk is in the news. He's on the news. Well, why? Because of two things. One thing he is saying is, and this is on The Rock getting a chance at his title at Royal Rumble, and this is during an interview at SportsTownChicago.com.
Oh, that'd be a great match.
Oh, yeah. He said, I think it's fantastic since he's getting a title shot against me if I last that long. It's nice to be vocally against somebody who's just been handed things and then being the roadblock. Obviously, I was very vocal about Dwayne just marching in and getting to cherry pick what days he shows up when he actually wants to be motivated to work. And now he is going to be in the ring with me. There's no bringing 30% and there's no days off. It's me.
God,
it's 100%
God bless you,
me.
CM Punk.
And it's going to be a challenge for Dwayne. That's what he's saying. But get this. Kurt Angle had a couple of words for CM Punk via Twitter. And it got a little heated, Johnny.
I saw that. Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, CM Punk.
You know what? Good. Let him say what he feels. I appreciate the guys that say it. Nobody gives him grief about it.
CM Punk.
People should be saying
TNA,
the things that Punk is saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's being honest. He's stating his opinion. You can't hate him for it.
It's his opinion, yeah. Exactly.
CM Punk. Well, actually, it's two things he said, and I want to, before I talk about this Kurt Angle thing, he mentioned something about John Jones, the UFC champion. He said, oh, something in the words of great. You know, you reward a guy who was arrested for DUI because John Jones signed a contract with Nike. So John Jones' manager went on a radio and said, you know, what the heck are you to speak about? You know, you have nothing to do with this. And obviously, we all remember CM Punk with his old straight edge character. I don't know if he was trying to live it or he was just being honest, but he did call out John Jones saying about, great, you know, guy got drunk, he smashed his car and he's getting a Nike contract, you know, what about me? But then he goes on to Kurt to TNA, talking about TNA, calling TNA
an indie
league. Yeah, it's
an ass backwards world we live in, Roman. That's why I appreciate him saying that.
Yeah, he's being honest. He's stating his opinion. You can't hate him for it. So he goes on and calls TNA. He's calling TNA an indie league. So what does Kurt Angle say on Twitter? He says, I was on top in WWE when you were trying to get a job anywhere. It was my choice to go to TNA. If I ever see you, Punk, hide, bitch. Those are the words of Kurt Angle.
That's pushing it a little too much. I mean, you're supposed to respect the business that you're in now, and I mean, he's at a position where I don't think too many people are going to bother him about it, and especially that's their competition, or so, or they, you know, so to speak, competition. I don't know. They're not really competing too much with WWE. But I totally respect every one of the companies, you know, from Dragon Gate to Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE, all these places I'm looking to work for, you know, and whatever comes first comes first. But, yeah, that's just a little pushing. It's supposed to be some kind of like, you know, camaraderie and respect for your fellow peers, but I can understand where he's coming from. Maybe he just realizes that a lot of his friends down in TNA aren't getting the kind of recognition they deserve or he feels they deserve, and it probably doesn't sit well with him, so he probably said it like that, you know. Because I guess in his mind, if it was a little bit more professional, it wasn't like indie league run in his mind, like I said, it's his words, not mine, then, you know, maybe he would have a different viewpoint on it. So I guess I can understand why he said it, but should he have said it? Probably not.
Not because
and I respect
Kurt
the
Angle.
Kurt Angle, by the
Kurt
way,
Angle,
I've
well,
met the guy before too. Great person.
I don't know about you, but I like to see those go too. Go at it, and I think Kurt Angle. Well, he'll probably beat up CM Punk. Kurt Angle is a badass.
Oh, Kurt Angle could beat up anybody. Just short of Brock Lesnar, I think he could beat up anybody. But I think.
But you know,
Angle,
you've heard the story of him and Brock going at it. You know that you know the story of Lesnar and Angle going at it backstage in an actual wrestling match. We never really no one really knows who won, but these two did go at it backstage, and everyone wants to know who won. Maybe
well,
one day.
I heard that he took down Brock in 5 seconds, and he took down the Big Show in 10. That's what
I'd love
heard,
to hear from Kurt Angle one day, man. I'd love
I've
to hear from
it.
One day. I love to
well,
hear.
I mean, that's an Olympic gold medal. A guy that won the Olympic gold medal with a broken neck, and that's a shoot. That's legit. So, but I mean, like I said, age, injuries, everything like that becomes a factor. And that's not to disrespect Kurt Angle, but you know, you gotta father time when it hits the door. You know what I mean? It's just there's nothing you can really do about it. So right now, I think Brock Lesnar is the most primitive, real badass. So I think he's at the top of the food chain when it comes to fighting. So.
Sure as well.
I could be
well,
wrong.
Guys, Johnny, final thoughts, man, before we go.
I think we spoke enough, but fans want to just continue to check out the Change His Mind Tour, just follow me on Facebook.com, Johnny Knock That Reality. From everybody from Court Bauer to Sarah J to Marisol, the model, the beautiful model from Miami, and to Stephen Cage and Mr. Roman, thanks for a great show, and congratulations on a full year and 1 week doing this. I'm looking forward to more.
Yes, sir. And guys, you can find us on Stitcher Radio. Just go ahead on the App Store or your Google Play and download Stitcher Radio. And you can listen to the complete Blog Talk Radio show of The Roman Show straight from your phone. In fact, I'm looking at the Stitcher Radio app right now, and it's really cool because not only can you check out The Roman Show, but you can check out all other great stuff out there. And then they pretty much set it up for you so nicely. I mean, you can listen to everything from Fox News to CNN, to the Joe Rogan Experience, and of course, The Roman Show. And you could actually have live radio. So if you look up some of the apps there, you can go to the nearby live radio tab, and you'll find all the local radios near you. So you don't have to, it's not like you have to have a specific app for that specific radio station. They pretty much have it to you right in one app. You don't have to worry about it. It has weather, talk, sports, music, anything you want. Heck, you could even leave comments, for God's sake. So make sure you get your Stitcher Radio app and listen to The Roman Show anytime, any place, and like Johnny stated, even from the crapper. And you can listen to stations from all over the country and the world. Stitcher
from
Radio, man.
Now
get
you realize
right
what
now.
I do when I'm home, huh? put the books down, put the dictionaries down, the Dr. Phil book, whatever you're reading. Go to Stitcher Radio and check out The Roman Show.
Yes, sir. Stitcher Radio. Get the app. Don't be the that one person that doesn't have the app. Stitcher Radio is the app, and you can actually favorite us by clicking on that favorite button. So head on over, and they have a wide coverage when it comes to the election there. So make sure that you'll be tuned in with all of the election scoop. All right, guys. With that said, make sure you tune in tomorrow night, The Roman Show. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Shannon Knapp and Victor FC President will be on the program, and we will talk some mixed martial arts. And by the way, guys, keep listening to that interview of Hector Lombard. It's incredible. We have some more details on Hector Lombard, but everyone is talking about it. We'll have Wagner Osha on that, and UFC fighter James Head as well. So tomorrow night, we'll be talking Jason Mahan Miller, who got in a big problem there, going buck naked inside a church and turning on a fire extinguisher. Also,
I like that guy too until I heard that.
Yeah, he's really cool. He'd be a good pro wrestling, you know. But
I used to like him on Bully Beatdown. That's how I first got into him and liked him. But, I mean, come on. And once you touch the church, bro, that's where I have a problem with it. Naked? I mean, come on.
Something went wrong with him there.
Sick world.
It is what it is. That could be the recession. It could be the recession
out
there,
Johnny. Attention. It's the recession. You're blaming it. You're blaming his naked ass, fire extinguisher ass out of the recession.
Hey, he did lose his
job,
man.
I need the money. I need the money. Here's my
economic status.
That doesn't make any sense.
We don't know his economic status. I mean, he doesn't have
hey,
enough money anymore. He got cut.
I'm not exactly a millionaire. I'm not going around showing my bare ass. I mean, you know how many girls I would have all over me? Maybe that might be a good idea.
No, I don't want to be reporting the news of you, Johnny. So just keep it as
Johnny
is.
Johnny was streaking
Enjoy.
On the Coney Island boardwalk.
local pro wrestler, buck naked in church. Come on, man. Enjoy Coney Island, Johnny. Enjoy Coney Island, and tune in tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Next week, we're going to have WWE veteran Savio Vega on the program. I'm sure he has a whole bunch of stories to talk about, followed by other guests later on the line. RudolphRoman.com is where you can find the archive or Stitcher Radio right there on your phone. With that being said, have a wonderful night wherever you are listening from, whether you're in New York, Miami, Chicago, New York, Texas, Thailand, wherever the hell you are. Have a good night.
Saudi Arabia.
You. Dubai. What other countries? Philippines?
Wait, do it, Roman. Say, see you on the other side.
Yeah, man. And London, those in London listening to us. You guys had a great Olympics out there. Enjoyed every single moment of it. Good night, guys.